Great stuff. Great stuff. How's everybody doing today? Good? Yes. It's good to see all of you here. Could we get that up? Thank you. Today's the 16th, right? The 16th of January. We're in 2022. How many resolutions have been broken already? Me in 2022. I'm going vegan. I mean, in 2021. 2022, first day I was repenting. It's kind of tough. We're in 2022. I hope you kept your resolutions. And I asked myself the question, why do we make resolutions? You know? And I figured that we make resolutions in hopes to become a better version of the person we envision ourselves to be, right? We make these resolutions to strengthen the attributes we know we need to become the person we want to be, and to fulfill the purpose we see ourselves fulfilling. That's why we set resolutions. But the question I have for us today is, have you made the resolution to know God's purpose for creating you? And have you decided to work on your strengths to fulfill that purpose? Have you made that resolution? Today's teaching is about knowing your value, knowing your purpose, and fulfilling that purpose. And my teaching is based off Ephesians 2 verse 10. And it reads, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You see, God doesn't create anything without a purpose. If you're sitting here today right now alive, you have a purpose that God has prepared in advance, right? Now, on this journey of getting to know our value and purpose, there's steps. We need to set a foundation, and I want to start with the most important thing, and that is to know your value. You have to know your value before you fulfill your purpose. In Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, it says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Your workmanship is marvelous. You were there while I was being formed. You saw me before I was born, and you scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe." You see, you need to understand that you were custom made. Custom made. You're not an accident. And in fact, I don't care about the circumstances of your birth. God planned you. Just to tell you a little bit more about myself, my mother had me when she was at the age of 17. Outside of marriage. And now she obviously did not have the financial means to handle me as a kid. But she decided to make the decision to keep me anyway. Now, you see, from a human perspective, I wasn't planned. I wasn't, from a human perspective. But from God's perspective, I was planned. And that's why I'm here, to share my story with you today, right? So, you need to understand that God planned you in advance. You are not a mistake. Now, the reason I start with value, the reason I started with value is because if you do not understand your value, you cannot fulfill your purpose. Why is that, you might ask? It's because when you don't understand your value, you start asking yourself certain questions. And the one question goes like this: Who do I ever think I am to ever do this or that? You'll doubt yourself. But let me tell you what the Bible says about you. It says you are God's workmanship. Let me give you a few interesting facts. Your brain can store 100 trillion facts. Did you know that? So to everyone who said, you know, someone's stupid, reconsider. Your mind can handle 15,000 decisions a second once you're done eating. In my case, it's double because... you know, but it can handle that. You can smell 10,000 different scents. You are amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you need to understand that. You have value. Right. Do we believe that? Okay, we believe that. So we've set the foundation now. Now we can continue on this journey of understanding our purpose. Now the next step is that... we need to understand that our life purpose is revealed by the shape given God has given us. And I see some of you thinking, now I understand why I eat so much. It's my shape. That's not the shape I'm talking about, right? It's not the shape I'm talking about. We'll break it down. In Job 10, verse 8, it says, your hands formed me and shaped me. Now, there are five things that God has used in your life to make you unique. The first is S in shape. The S in shape stands for spiritual gifts. These are basically abilities and talents that are given to you the moment you become a believer, right? They're special abilities you did not have when you were born. God gives you these abilities through the Holy Spirit. For example, the gift of prophecy, discernment, the gift of faith. And some of you might be wondering, the gift of faith? Yes, there is. You know, when a lot of people are doubting, God can give you the gift of faith, to have faith through it all. So the S stands for spiritual gifts in shape. Let's move on to H in shape. The H in shape stands for heart. The Bible says that God has given each and every one of us a specific heart. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, out of your heart flows the actions of life. That's what Proverbs says. You see, your heart contains your passions. It contains your interests. Have you ever wondered why some things just bore you, like you're not really interested? It's because your heart is not in it. But there's some things you're so passionate about that you want to do, that you always want to do. It's because it's in your heart. You see, we're all built differently. We all have a different physical heartbeat. We all have a different emotional heartbeat. There are things that touch us, while there are also other things that don't touch us at all. And God has put different passions and different interests in all of us because he wants diversity. You see, if all of us had the same passions, only one certain section of all that can be done in the world would be done, because all of us would be focused on that. But he's made us diverse and unique so that everything can get done. I don't like paperwork. I'm not going to do it. So, yeah. So you have to understand your heart. What are your passions? What are your interests? Moving on. The A in shape stands for my abilities. Now, I'm talking about physical abilities. These are abilities that were given to you when you were born. Natural, right? Now, some of you are very good with numbers, and that's why you soared through maths at school. Some of you are good with words, or some of you are good with writing or speaking. Point is, we all have different things. And some of you have certain musical abilities, and others can't even carry a tune. I don't know if you guys have wondered, if you've ever seen me put my earphones on stage, it's because, yeah, sometimes I feel like telling people, I think just worship in spirit, because, you know, I'm joking. We love to hear you sing. It's not the reason I put my earphones on. I put that to listen to the whole group. But, you know, we all have different abilities, and we need to accept those abilities. Yeah. Amen? Amen? The P in shape stands for your personality. Each person is different and has a different personality. Some people are extroverts. Some people are introverts. Some people are both, you know? Some people are more pragmatic in their way to life. They plan everything. I mean everything. And some people are more free-spirited. I'll term it more free-spirited. They kind of go with the flow. Of course, they plan, but you go with the flow. You know, you feel through things. But we're all different. We all have a different personality. And your personality is linked to your purpose. Do you know that? The way you're built is linked to who you're supposed to be. Your personality. The E in shape stands for experiences. There are four particular experiences that God uses to shape you. Four. Note, vocational experiences to do with your job, spiritual experiences, educational experiences, and painful experiences. Now, I know sometimes we don't like to accept the painful experiences, but they're there for a reason. Remember that. Just to give you an example, at the age of six, when I was 6 years old, I started learning how to play the recorder. You know that white little instrument? Yeah. I started playing that, and I was reading music, and I was really good at it. But after 6 months, my music teacher disappeared. So I stopped music completely. And for 7 years, I had not touched music at all in my childhood. And then at the age of, I believe it was 13, I joined the church. I joined the youth group at the church, at this church. And I started singing in the youth band with the ladies. I started singing. And no, I was just saying that. Nothing more to it, eh? But it is nice. Yeah. Anyway, so I started singing. And for 7 years, and during that time, I learned how to play acoustic guitar. I learned how to play drums. I learned how to play bass guitar. That was for 7 years. And then 7 years later, at the age of 19, I led worship for the first time in this church. Now, what is my point? My point is, when I look back at my experiences from the age of six, God's hand was already there. Do you see what I mean? I started learning. It stopped for 7 years. Then it started again. And this is where we are now. So we need to understand that to learn more about your future, you need to go to your past. You need to learn about your past experiences. You need to track. What are the repetitions? What abilities have you used consistently in the past? Because what you were good at 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, you'll probably be good at when you're much older. Look for repetitions. You see, most of us miss the point of life experiences because we fail to look back and see the thread of God's hand in those experiences that is actually there to assist us in fulfilling our purpose. So the E in shape is about experiences. Check your experiences. So now we understand shape, right? It's got nothing to do with how you look. Nothing to do with that. The next thing is, we need to learn more about our shape. Now, a lot of us here are not over 80. Uncle Roy, we still love you. You can still learn, by the way. And so, because we're still fairly young, we need to learn, right? In Proverbs 19, verse 8, it says, "Do yourself a favor and learn all you can. Then remember what you've learned, and you will prosper." Now tell me, how do you learn? You experiment. Here's the first mistake we make. We think we can grow if we stay in our comfort zone. You can never grow if you stay in your comfort zone. And bear in mind, I'm not saying experiment by drinking, taking drugs, all that stuff. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about experimenting with your shape, getting to know more about yourself, more about your personality, more about your heart, more about your abilities, more about your spiritual gifts. Experiment. And after you've learned, remember, and you will definitely prosper. Remember that nobody is like you in this world. Remember that. So the next step is experimenting. Now, there are certain consequences, or what I'll term results, of doing what we are made to do. When you're fulfilling your purpose, there are certain things that happen, certain results. The first result is energy. Energy. In Philippians 2, verse 13, it says this: "It is God who is at work within you, energizing and creating you the power and the desire to will and to work for his good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight." When you become who God made you to be, when you discover your shape, you have energy. Have you ever realized how much energy you have when you're doing what you enjoy doing? You could go the whole day without eating. You just want to do that. But when you're doing things you don't enjoy doing, you really don't have energy for it. There's excuses. It's because it's not what you're meant to be doing. When you do what you have to be doing, you will have energy. When you find your shape, it's amazing. You're like, this is me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So the first result is that you will have energy. The second result or consequence of doing what you're meant to be doing is confidence. When you do what God made you to do, you have confidence. I mean, if God made you to be a salesman, you'll be good at it. And when you're good at something, you're naturally confident. Right? You're naturally confident. You don't doubt yourself. The word confidence comes from the Latin word confidio, which means with faith. When you do something you're good at, you do it with faith. And when you live with faith, you are confident. You don't doubt. And the third result or consequence of fulfilling your purpose is satisfaction. It's satisfaction. And I think this is the most important one for me. Another word for satisfaction, fulfillment. You see, and I say it's important because many of us are looking for fulfillment or satisfaction in the wrong places. And you'll never find it. We will never be fully satisfied or fulfilled until we become and start doing what God made us to do. Quickly, history has repeatedly shown us that there are several very, very wealthy individuals who commit suicide because of depression. I'm sure you've seen that. You hear on the news, this person, millionaire, billionaire, suicide because of depression. And on the other hand, you have a humble social worker, right, who earns just enough to live, to pay the bills. And that person is found to be joyful and happy. Now, the question is, what is the difference between the two? One has so much money, one just has enough to pay the bills. But one is depressed, the other's happy. So what's the difference? Well, it's quite simple. Because, you see, the first individual, the rich individual, thought that they could get satisfaction and fulfillment through money, but realized that was not the case and that led to death. And the other person, the social worker, knew that by fulfilling their purpose, they would find satisfaction. By loving and serving children in need, they found satisfaction. The mistake we often make is to think that we can find satisfaction in money. Satisfaction is not found in money, it is found in living out your purpose. Do you understand that? Let me repeat that. Satisfaction is not found in money, it is found in living out your purpose. So the third consequence of living out your purpose is satisfaction. Now, of course, in the race of life, we often have hurdles, right, that we have to jump over. And that is the same with the journey of figuring out your purpose. There are certain barriers that can prevent us from fulfilling our purpose. And the first barrier is comparison. How often do we compare ourselves to others? I want to be like her. You know, social media is great, you know, initially, but it's also very destructive. You see girls and boys trying to be like that person on Instagram, this person on Facebook. You get what I mean? We're comparing ourselves. And this is really where most of us are at. And that is one of the reasons why we've missed God's purpose for our lives, because we are too busy comparing ourselves. See, when we compare, we focus most of our time on what we're not rather than what we are. That's what you do. When you compare, you undervalue who you are and what you are and overvalue who you aren't. you're doing things in the opposite. We need to switch that back around. The first hurdle to preventing you from ever living your purpose is comparison. Don't compare. You are unique. Focus on who you are. Focus on what you're good at. Overvalue yourself. Don't undervalue yourself. Remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Remember that. The second barrier that prevents us from fulfilling our purpose is called conforming. You see, the truth is, if you're going to be what God made you to be, you're probably going to have to stop fulfilling roles and doing things that other people have placed on you. And to some parents, I'm not a parent yet, but sometimes, you know, you have cases where a parent can see that their child is good in these certain areas, but will constantly force the child to do otherwise, which can result in very bad scenarios eventually. But you need to stop conforming. You need to start doing what God made you to do, not what other people are telling you to do. Your desire to please other people has caused you to actually bury your gifts and your talents. You're not using them because you're trying to please people. But you have to settle this issue quickly, because you cannot conform to the will of man if you're going to be who and going to do what God wants you to do. Another important thing, very important, is don't always listen to the experts. Don't always listen to the experts. The experts can be wrong. They can be wrong about God's will in your life. You want a few examples? Okay, you asked for it. I'll give you. Beethoven's music teacher. You know who Beethoven is? Some of you will know. Great composer, but his teacher told him, as a composer, you're useless. That's what he told Beethoven. Einstein's teacher flunked him out of school, basically told him, you can't reach the standard of math. Einstein's teacher. Walt Disney, you know who Walt Disney is? Frozen, everybody? Yeah, I can see you like it. Walt Disney's first job was at a newspaper, and he was fired by the editor because the editor said to him, you are not creative enough. That's what an expert said. Now imagine if these people listened to the experts instead of following their heart, following their shape, what God made them to be. So you need to stop listening to the experts sometimes. Listen to God, not people all the time. Listen to God. Corinthians 7, verse 17. This is what it says. It says, each one of you should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned him, and to do what God has called him. Now, to the younger people that are here that didn't understand what I said, what Corinthians is saying is, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Be where God put you. Retain your place. Don't compare. Don't conform. Stay in your place. Listen to God's will, not people's opinions. Listen to God's will, not people's opinions. Now, at the end of the day, the two most important accomplishments one could have in life are these: to meet God and to know the Creator. Music team, will you please come up? To know God and to know the Creator through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the first most important accomplishment. The second is to discover your shape and begin fulfilling your life purpose. Do you guys understand that? These are the two most important accomplishments you could have in life. Not becoming a millionaire. not becoming a model, etc. It's to know God and to know your shape and start fulfilling your purpose. I asked you about a resolution earlier on. And 2022 is still fresh. It's only the 16th. And this is the year to focus, to really focus on your shape, to really focus on your purpose. Don't be distracted. Stop comparing. Stop conforming. Focus. This is what we need to do this year. Fulfill our purpose. And don't start tomorrow. Start today. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, firstly, we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Regardless of how we were born, Father, we know our value. We find our value in you, Lord. You knit us in our mother's wombs. And each and every person here today has a purpose, has a shape. And Father, I pray that you may grant us the courage, grant us the strength to fulfill our purpose in this world. Father, I thank you for each and every one person in this building today. And I pray that as they go, discover more about their shape, as we go and discover about our shape, and on the journey to fulfilling our purpose, that you may be there every step of the way. Give us your Holy Spirit, Father, because we know we need your Spirit. Not by might, not by power, Lord, but by your Spirit, we will fulfill our purpose. And we make a resolution today, a decision to be and to do who you say we should be. And so, if any of you resonate with these questions, if you want to know more about your purpose, if you're living outside of your purpose, and if you want God to give you a clearer picture of your shape and your purpose, I want you to, after the song, come for prayer. We are prepared to pray for you, to pray that God reveal to you and give you strength as you go on this journey of finding out your purpose. And to the first-time visitors, please remember, welcome zone. There will be someone there prepared to meet you and to give you a little gift. Otherwise, let's worship the King of Kings before we leave this place. Amen.